America's UN Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad told the Security Council Thursday delaying a decision on Kosovo's future is a prescription for rising resentment and economic stagnation in the Balkan region. He said the Council's recent mission to Belgrade and Pristina had convinced him that talks on Kosovo's future are hopelessly deadlocked and Council action is necessary.
I understand that there is no potential for compromise on the independence question. Nothing further from these talks can come about, and no potential for passage of time to change the polarization in the foreseeable future. I think delay, on the other hand, has great potential to destabilize Kosovo and the Balkans.
The United States and European powers have signaled an intention to put the issue to an early vote in the Security Council. Ambassador Khalilzad says a formal resolution could be introduced as early as Friday. He says most council members back a recommendation from Special UN Envoy Martti Ahtisaari that the region be granted supervised independence.
I believe the votes are there for supporting the Ahtisaari plan, assuming there is no Russian veto.
Khalilzad said, however, that he has not heard any Russian veto threat. A short time later, Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin refused to rule out a veto. Speaking to reporters, he noted what he called irreconcilable differences between elements of a U.S. and European-backed resolution that endorses the Ahtisaari proposal and a separate set of Russian elements calling for more negotiations.
There are some points in those elements which clearly cannot be reconciled, so this is the reason why there are two separate documents now on the table. So we have a difficult problem before us. We believe that this problem requires further negotiations.
At the same time, Churkin said Russia understands that what he called the status quo in Kosovo cannot continue. He said Moscow is prepared to accept a transfer of the region's administration from United Nations to European Union control. But he argued that independence would set a precedent by violating the territorial integrity of a UN member state.
We understand and we appreciate the fact that the European Union is very actively involved and is prepared to take over the main political role in Kosovo. And in fact, we would not mind that. I could easily see a formula where, as the talks between Belgrade and Pristina continue, the European Union could take over from the United Nations. But it is an issue of very broad international significance. And in a situation where never before has a part of the country, an autonomous region, never before it has been proposed that they be given independence. This is certainly a threshold situation in terms of international law.
Backers of Kosovo's independence call it a unique case in view of the genocide that occurred there in the 1990s, leading to the breakup of the former Yugoslavia. Kosovo has been administered by the United Nations since 1999, after a NATO bombing campaign ended a brutal crackdown by Serbian forces against the province's Albanians. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.